We have seen one Trump campaign promise materialize in the last day. During the presidential campaign, Trump often said he'd stop American companies from sending jobs out of the country. One of his favorite examples was Carrier, which has factories in Indiana that make furnaces. Carrier was planning to shift about 2,000 jobs to Mexico. Trump gave a 100% guarantee on the campaign trail that he'd stop that. Well, Trump appears to be making good, sort of, on his promise. In a tweet last night, he said the jobs were staying. The World's Jason Margolis was just in Indiana and has been covering this. What do we know, Jason, about the deal Trump struck with Carrier? What did he say? What could he offer as a president-elect?
Well, at this point, we know very little. As you said, there is a tweet, and Carrier came out with a tweet confirming what Trump said. That's really all we know.
Are all the jobs being saved or just some of them?
Some jobs are staying. So Carrier is owned by United Technologies. And they actually have two factories in Indiana. So combined, they have about 2,100 employees. Carrier now says it will keep about 1,000 jobs in Indianapolis. So it looks like about half of the jobs are staying in the U.S.
What is in this for Carrier?
That's the big question, right? So the move to Mexico was expected to save the company about $65 million a year. And one of the speculations is that the state of Indiana will give Carrier incentives to stay put. And remember who the governor of Indiana is, right? It's Mike Pence. So he still is the governor. And another speculation is that Trump got tough with United Technologies. About 10% of that company's business comes from defense contracts. So Trump might have threatened to pull some of the contracts. Or maybe Trump made broad policy promises, things like lower taxes, cutting regulations. We don't know. But and then there was one last thing. It's good PR for Carrier. The price the company will pay is about $65 million again, and that's tiny compared to what they make. The company reported $56 billion in sales last year and $4 billion in profit.
How are the Carrier workers in Indiana reacting to this news?
So I reached out to some people I met in Indiana today. Mike Fugate is a Democrat turned Trump supporter. He told me via email that he's, quote, good right now, waiting to see the deal done. Paul Roll, he's also a Trump supporter, said he was, quote, shocked and in disbelief when he found out. And then there's Chuck Jones, who's the president of the local union there. He was a Hillary Clinton supporter. He said he was optimistic today, but he doesn't know what the situation is. He said, I guess it's a good sign, but you would think they would have kept me in the loop.
I'm just curious, what kind of wages do these jobs pay?
Generally about $20 to $25 an hour. I met one guy who makes $23.83 an hour, and that's a pretty good wage for Indiana. He told me that if he were to lose his job, he would have to find a service sector job and have to work two jobs to make that wage. Just by sense of comparison, an Indiana worker makes the same in an hour as someone in Mexico would make in a day.
I know we don't have a lot of details, but is the kind of intervention we saw with Donald Trump and Carrier sustainable over the long run?
No. I mean, the short answer is no.
Why not?
Well, economists are coming out very strongly against the Carrier deal. Justin Wolfers, who's an economist at the University of Michigan, tweeted, quote, every savvy CEO will now threaten to ship jobs to Mexico and demand a payment to stay. Great economic policy. Mike Hicks, who's an economist at Ball State in Muncie, Indiana, told me, for every manufacturing job lost to trade, factories lose between 5 and 9 to machines. Nothing in this announcement will change that. So, I mean, the bottom line is it's a great PR move for Donald Trump. But let me just leave you with one last thought. Back in 2009, the Republicans savaged the stimulus package from the Obama administration and how they saved General Motors. And Mike Pence, who was a congressman at the time, stood on the House floor and he said, quote, Republicans oppose this bill because this backroom deal is simply a long wish list of government spending that won't put Americans back to work. So I guess the take home is it's a bad policy when your opponent does it, and it's a smart policy when you do it.
The World's Jason Margolis, thanks very much for your time.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks, Marco.